A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. Now, look who TalkSport have given £5 to.
How much?
Yeah, £5 you're getting. My former partner in radio crime, and when I say crime, I mean if you've heard his show, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the fun boy, Jason Cundy.
Has anyone seen the TalkSport Daily Poddy?
Has anyone seen what?
The TalkSport Daily Poddy.
I think you'll find it's the Andy Goldstein TalkSport
Daily. Has anyone seen the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Poddy?
That's it. Would you like to know what we're starting with today, Jay? Fun boy, what are we starting with today then?
Just the same as yesterday, mate. A massive semi. As Klopp's Liverpool made it to the first cup final of the season, the match was live here on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
Liverpool crush Fulham's cup dreams and charge to Wembley to play yet another final with Chelsea. I think this was harder than they were expecting it to be, but they've come through it. Fulham 1, Liverpool 1 on the night. Liverpool win 3-2 on aggregate.
What Jurgen Klopp has done, we know what I think of Pep Guardiola, an amazing manager, but he has been given a lot of funds. Jurgen Klopp hasn't been given that. And, you know, as I say, the midfield ripped out the heart of them from last season to this as well. New players coming in, youngsters coming through the ranks. And do you know what? I think they definitely are overperforming. I don't think Jurgen Klopp expected this season. And whatever happens this season, Liverpool are back.
Jurgen Klopp's obviously playing like he never did anything else in his life. Same Conor Bradley, Bobby Clark. You can see, like sometimes I think when I walk behind them, that they grew since yesterday. So it's just, I agree, they get the physicality kicks in now. So they make the next steps. It's really, really cool. James out there, Trey out there. We have so many good young boys. Owen out there. So they played their part already, and they will play more so in the future.
And of course, me and Jamie O'Hara reacted on the sports bar.
Oh, the old Fulham legend, Jamie O'Hara.
No, they built a statue of the AGP Arena, Billericay, not the cottage.
Yeah, I don't even know what you've just said. Just get to the audio.
I know it's the Europa League, it's not the Champions League, but if they win the quad, that's
the
best. Is that the best achievement ever?
Wait, to win
is that better than Man City's treble?
Close, isn't it? I mean, it's not. Look, you want the. It'd be interesting, ask Liverpool fans, because they've obviously won the Premier League, obviously won the Champions League.
But it wasn't in the Champions League.
No, they weren't. If they're in the Champions League this season, they'd be one of the favourites to win that. Yeah. They would. They'd be one of the favourites this season in the Champions League.
Yeah, just because of the amount of times they've won it.
Yeah,
but if they do win the quad, is it better than Man City's treble? The quad is. It's never been done.
It's never been done. It's. I'd almost say yes. To win four. Look, the Champions League is the pinnacle of European football, right? We know that, right?
Yes.
But to get the, you know, they can't win it this year because they're not in it. They could win all four.
Let's go to Matt, though. He's a Bury FC fan. All right, Matt.
All right, Matty boy.
You were talking about the quad and the treble. And I suppose my view is you could win four trophies and it will be a quad, but it's not the quad, is it? You've got to have the Champions League in it.
It's not the quad, but it's a quad, yes.
It's a brilliant achievement, but it is not the quad or the treble, is it? If you know, the Champions League is the pinnacle of football, and that is the greatest achievement you can get in a season. If that's not included in the trophies, it's not as the, it's an ass.
Now we'll know we're playing the Carabao Cup final against the Super Chelsea. Simon Jordan and Danny Murphy had their say on what it means for Pochettino Mopo and his time at the Bridge.
It would help in Pochettino's situation, of course, because silverware creates a happy fan base generally. But it's not the be-all and end-all. I mean, I don't think there's a situation where they should be even thinking about somebody else instead of Poch. You know, he's only been in the door 5 minutes. With that young squad, he's going to need a bit of time to influence them and work with them and progress them. So it's important in terms of the fan base more than anything. I don't think it's bigger than that. I think he'll still be there even if they lose it.
Where it plays out well is in the incubator that is the media for perception. Because if he wins a trophy, then you can denounce the idea that he doesn't win anything in English football. The Chelsea revolution can appear to be starting now and its engine's firing up. Because their form recently has been significantly better. It's on an uptick, beginning to find their levels. I still think they're away.
Especially at home, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they're travelling a little bit under the radar because there are other fish to fry in our minds and other teams that are doing well.
And don't forget, TalkSport is your home of cricket as well, as we bring you every ball of England's 5-test tour of India on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. The action kicks off today, this very morning. It did this morning,
yes,
about 4 a.m.
Yes, yes.
England were without 20-year-old spinner.
Yeah, who?
Shola Bashir.
Yes, well done.
Thank you. As his Indian visa was originally denied and then got granted yesterday, meaning he missed the first test.
Terrible stuff.
Our TalkSport broadcaster out in India joined White and Jordan to give us his thoughts on the situation.
A bit of a controversy before the first test match, as you have aptly defined. But I would say it's a bit of a storm in a teacup, nothing more than that. First of all, it's not the BCCI who've prevented the youngster from coming to India and playing cricket. It's to do with the law of the land. And the law of the land has changed in the last few years because of the relationships between the two countries, India and Pakistan. So, and it's not just a procedure for him. It's a procedure for anybody who has Pakistan heritage coming to India. There is a secondary or a, you know, tertiary degree of investigation in the background and figuring out because of the past incidents that have happened. I don't want to go into detail over that, but there have been some incidents. So just, it's a diplomatic thing. It's nothing to do with the BCCI. It's nothing to do with cricket. It's just a visa process that needs to be undertaken. And the fact is that he was in Abu Dhabi and he needs to be in London and go to the High Commission for the process to be completed. Obviously, it's not good. And maybe the BCCI and the ECB should have gotten together earlier, figure it out, because it's not the first time it's happening. But look, again, it's all diplomatic. It's a visa process. It's a law of the land and that needs to be followed.
But TalkSport bring you all the commentary from England's tour of England. We decided to have a pre-tour party in the office. When I walked in, Stinks, what was going on there?
I'll tell you what, Joe, it's unbelievable. Did you see it on social media? Because I wasn't in, obviously.
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, mate, as you walked in, there was a bloke playing the sitar.
What?
There was a...
What?
A bloke playing the sitar.
What?
Sitar.
What?
Sitar.
What?
A sitar.
What?
Sitar.
Oh, Stinks, you just made yourself look all right, Monk.
Have I?
You have.
What is that?
No, mate, you made yourself.
No.
It's guitar.
No. It doesn't matter. Did you get an invite to the event?
No, I never get invited anywhere here, mate. But I think people know him work here.
Well, we had former England spinner, Monty Panesar, bowling in the office, giving Andy Jacobs another story to add to his pub ammo.
What's the point?
And we had a brilliant Bollywood singer, a drummer who's amazing, bloke on a sitar who I think may well have not been from India. I'm not
okay,
sure where he's from.
Well, that's all right. It's a broad church.
That's true, yeah. And the whole thing. And Monty Panesar.
Yeah.
So,
what was Monty playing?
Cricket.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I thought he was part of the band, the way you said that. Because
yeah,
you said we had drummers and a sitar player, Monty Panesar.
He was on flute.
Hopefully he was singing the Lumberjack song as he did for us famously on Clips
so,
of the Week.
So I bowled to Monty. I got him out, caught and bowled.
You got Monty out?
And then I read a very interesting
piece.
It's
not his strong point, though, batting, is it?
No, not really. It's not my strong point either. And so he bowled to me, and I'd read a bit by Steve James on the way in the Times about how to bat against spin.
Oh, yeah.
And you basically use the sweep as a defensive shot, according to this article. It was a very interesting piece.
Yeah.
So Monty bowled to me. I swept him for four. And
wow.
A long way.
Did
down
he
to
really?
Down to the toilets.
You swept him down to the toilet?
Swept him. I did.
And don't forget, if you want all the reaction of day one of England's Test in India, listen to the follow-on poddy with John Norman, available on the TalkSport app or where you've listened to this one.
Now, back to the show I left you for. My Drive Time show.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, thanks, mate. With Darren Bennett. Is it your favourite show?
Yeah, you know, Sports Club.
Okay. Well, we had Nick, the Chelsea fan, on, who made a bold comparison to Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer's just one of those players that comes along. Forget that I'm a Chelsea fan. I'm an England fan too. He's just one of those special players that comes along not very often. And I hate to use hyperbole, but I just think Dennis Bergkamp, you know...
Yeah, you went too far. You've ruined it. You've ruined the call.
Do you agree with that one, James?
Mate, that's high praise, mate. He's doing well, the boy Palmer, but you don't really want to be compared to someone like that just yet. But the boy's doing well.
Yeah,
the boy's doing
well. Staying with comparisons, fun boy. Former Liverpool defender Phil Thompson had this to say about Darwin Nunez.
The great thing about Darwin, which is what fans love anyway in players, he never gives up. He always has a go. Yeah, he's got his failings, but the Liverpool fans absolutely for what he gives, and he doesn't stop trying.
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from, Ali. He's just got to be a little bit cuter with his finishing.
Yep.
But didn't we see that in the Bournemouth game?
Yeah.
The great move. It comes a little bit, dare I say it, Thierry Henry, like, and he just glides it past him into the far corner. And the second one that he scores is even better.
Yeah.
Cross from Joe Gomez, reaching out for it, just delicately with the outside of his right foot on a stretch and puts it in the corner. Hopefully, listen, I've not seen them in training, but you would like to think that's what they'll be finishing when he's going through. Little bit of a dink over somebody rather than just keep on putting his foot through the ball.
What do you make of that one?
No, he's talking rubbish, mate.
Yeah, he's talking rubbish.
He's talking absolute rubbish. Garbo. Yeah. I like Nunez.
Yeah. But you hate Thompson.
No, you can't compare him to Thierry Henry.
No, you can't do that, Jay.
No, it's stupid.
I'll tell you who Darwin Nunez does remind me of.
Who?
You.
Why?
Well, he's got a massive round face.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I get that. Now on to your mastermind subject, Andy. Snooker. Big Alan Brazil and Ali McQuest said this about your beloved sport on The Breakfast Show.
I tell you what I'm with snooker, Ali. Take Ronnie out of it, and I can give or take it. I can watch it, maybe not.
No,
it's not a must watch for me, but you get Ronnie on the table,
you watch it.
Then I watch it.
No, I'm
you know it's flair.
I tell you, the problem I've got is darts has just went flying by it. An outside lane in the motorway, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, darts is great to watch now, and the atmosphere at darts. To be fair, you couldn't have that at the snooker.
No.
I mean, you couldn't have the atmosphere. I mean, the atmosphere is fantastic at darts. The boys and the girls.
Have you watched a Premier League
darts game?
Yeah. Some people say it's as good as
absolutely go for it.
Really?
I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, they take up and down Scotland, up with Aberdeen and Glasgow and all that stuff. It's fantastic. I mean, it really, really is. But that's the problem, one of the problems that snooker has got. What do they do to try and get people like ourselves back watching it? Back in the day, we used to watch it when Stephen played. Steve Davis, you know, and Higgins and Jimmy White and all those guys. Yes, watched it. I mean, it was a fantastic. But I'm with you. Ronnie, obviously, I will watch it, of course. But Ronnie's the main reason I watch it.
Do you agree with that, Stinks?
I didn't know they watched it with Ronnie. What does he do, come around the house?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. Big Al don't watch anything, does he?
Nothing at all.
He ain't got a clue who Ronnie
all he does is the clock. 9:22.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flimsy stand slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's ARMODILO.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo. Built to last. Designed to impress.
Finally, let's get travel updates with Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist.
What's that about?
I think they do travel updates.
Do they? Okay.
So did you drive down last night? Or?
I drove down this morning.
Did you?
But the A12 was all blocked again, so I've had to go down to Southend, hang it. No, I have. I come off the A12, hang a left. What are you laughing at, Ed? Yeah, I go down south then and I come back up on A13 past Basildon and then that way. It's a nightmare, honestly. I'll be going via Amsterdam soon.
We Ed's at it, to be fair. The first thing he says, make sure you ask him about the A12.
I did he? No, this is blocked. You can't time it, you know, and you just got it. And by the way, them signs inside the road, the A12 is blocked after A1.
It drives you crazy, that, doesn't it?
But you don't know if they're telling the truth or not. You know, that could be an hour old.
Oh, see.
But I can't take the chance. You know, the last time I done that, I ended up in darkest Essex.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on Talksport, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Olsen's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today.
I'll be listening to Virgin.
Why?
Four.
Why is that?
It's good, you know.
What is it? George Michael hour. Will you be listening to me?
Do you know what things I will be listening to,
nice
mate?
Is that?
Yeah, will you be listening to me?
Huh? When?
Huh?
What, tonight? I'll be in bed, mate.
You're tuning.
I can listen again on the app, can't I?
On YouTube.
I probably won't do that, actually.
No, listen
I'm
back
busy,
again.
Busy
you can
man.
Listen again on the way to the train.
I like open supermarkets nowadays.
Do you?
Well, I'll go to supermarkets.
There's another one of these TalkSport Daily Poddingtons out first thing in the morning, so make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, notification button, and all that shizzle. Until then, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
Oh, yes, my line.
Sorry, mate.
Thank you. Be safe, everyone. Be safe. Oh, look what you made me do.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.